May 9th, 2023. Habcast 440, episode 440. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Livid girlfriend smash pickup truck through Family Dollar front door to chase after boyfriend caused much more than $1 in damage. Oh, it's a love story, kids. She cares. She just wanted to communicate. She was going to talk to him, even if it killed him in the process. Shakespeare couldn't have wrote it any better. A woman was so enraged. You say rage, I say passion. You say tomato, I say tomato. By the argument that she had with her boyfriend in the parking lot of a Nashville, Tennessee Family Dollar, that she got behind the wheel of her pickup truck and drove through the store's front door to chase after the man, police say. You see the look on that woman's face? That's the look of a woman who gave 100% of her heart and devotion to making a committed relationship work. We should strive to find someone that wholesome. That's also the look of a woman who would give anything for a second chance to run her boyfriend's ass over again. It's a thin line between love and hate. According to the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department, 33-year-old Tasha Marie Bradley faces charges of attempted murder, aggravated assault, and felony vandalism in connection with the Monday incident at the Family Dollar location on Clifton Avenue. In a brief description of the alleged crime, cops said Bradley drove her pickup truck around in the store. I'll say it again, around in the store, attempting to locate the victim following an argument in the parking lot. You think your man wasn't paying you any attention? You think he wasn't taking you seriously? He knew you a lot better than you think he did. He's still alive, right? He knew what you were going to do before you did it and got the hell out of the way. Nashville cops also shared a photo of the damage done inside the store. It was already safe to conclude that destruction totaled more than $1. Nothing in Family Dollar costs a dollar. Don't let the name fool you. But jail records specified that the alleged felony vandalism incident cost $250,000 or more in damage. Shattered glass was visible all over the floor at the front of the store, and the damage to the merchandise and store shelves seems to drag all the way to the back of the establishment. See, this is why you can't let anger drive you. No pun intended. What if he only went in there to get her some of those plastic flowers? I want to make things work. What do you do now? Do you back out of what's left of the store and what's left of your car and ride out into the sunset? Davidson County jail records show that Bradley remains behind bars Tuesday at the Correctional Development Center on 7 charges, adding up to a $377,000 bond. The listed charges are attempted murder, aggravated assault, 3 counts, felony vandalism, robbery, and driving with a suspended license. Sheesh, the lattermost charge is the only one that is a misdemeanor. How many of you think that this is only a speed bump he's going to wait for, and when she comes home, they're going to get married in that same Family Dollar? They'll be a stronger couple for it. Court records show that Tasha Bradley was previously arrested on February 22nd, just a week after Valentine's Day. Cupid sure doesn't stick around long, does he? On charges of strangulation and domestic assault with bodily injury. Sheesh. But the case status is listed as closed to BO. That appears to mean that the case was bound over for grand jury review. Bradley faces even more legal jeopardy now. She is definitely one of those women who like to communicate with their hands. And in this case, her hands were at 10-2. Next up, Autopsy Bay posted graphic morgue images on social media. New York lawsuit alleges. I think we all overshare, but I give it 90+% of people are just online to pass time, tell jokes, visualize their own thoughts, but not her. She wants to post dead bodies. A New York hospital is suing a former morgue employee for allegedly sharing graphic and disturbing autopsy images on social media. Why? In a lawsuit filed in Nassau County Supreme Court on Friday, April 28th, Northwell Health claims that former morgue attendant Quante Sharpton was fired after 45 days for posting macabre photos and videos from the morgue of Long Island Jewish Medical Center. Anyone that works in the medical field, no matter what position, knows it's 101. It's the bare basics. You never disclose any medical information without proper authorization. That's a good way to get fired, sued, and possibly face legal action. It's not worth it just for clicks. According to the hospital, the Brooklyn resident, New York City, was hired in December 2022 and was tasked with receiving and releasing bodies of the deceased, transporting bodies through the morgue, and cleaning and organizing the autopsy suite. Her job did not entail performing the autopsies themselves, the hospital said. Performing the autopsies would give her authorization to take pictures, so they're making it very clear that that was not in her job description. In March 2023, another Northwell employee went to their supervisor to report that Sharpton was posting videos of autopsies dimed her out performed at the facility on her personal Instagram and TikTok accounts, according to the lawsuit. Not a good idea. The videos often accompanied by the hashtag Autopsy Bay. The topic of all our fantasies reportedly depicted a late stillbirth, internal organs, and amputated body parts. I mean, since we already on that avenue, shout out to TikTok for letting butchery and gore slide on their platform. But I post a story about a boyfriend beating up his girlfriend's lover and I get the Dikembe Mutombo. Some videos were also overlaid with music. You know that was creepy, with one showing Sharpton inside the morgue along with the caption, "Obsessed with autopsies, that's not weird at all." In another video of a potentially cancerous specimen from a uterus, Sharpton reportedly asked her combined 20,000 followers, "What are some things you guys would like to see?" You know she was getting a lot of alone time with those specimens because she didn't even have to sneak. She was putting on a production and even taking requests. When hospital administrators confronted Sharpton about her post, she told them that she is a social media influencer and received monthly revenue. "Oh, I'm sorry to bother you. By all means, carry on," for what she described as content. According to the lawsuit, she was fired the same day. Sharpton expressed no remorse or regret for her conduct, reads the lawsuit. Me personally, I would never sacrifice my job for social media unless I knew that bag was guaranteed and was definitely going to take care of me. It's funny to think about how the same thing that was getting her jumping online was directly tied into her job, and now she doesn't work there anymore. The hospital alleges that she agreed to delete the photos and videos from her social media platforms and cell phone, but has since reposted the offending images. She's just begging to be sued. As of the lawsuit's filing, the images were still posted online despite Northwell having submitted takedown requests with both Instagram and TikTok. Not only did Sharpton not have permission to take these photos or videos, let alone post them on her social media platforms, but Sharpton's actions are in blatant violation of her obligations to Northwell and constitute common law torts, Northwell Health said in its lawsuit. First off, this is exactly why you don't have your nosy ass co-workers lurking around on your social media pages. Do not accept those friend requests. Nope. Second, if you're going to do this and you know you're dead wrong, don't do it under your name. Open up another page. The hospital wants a judge to bar Sharpton from posting, sharing, or otherwise using any photos or videos taken at the facility's morgue and order her to permanently delete the images. It is also seeking an undetermined amount of compensatory damages. They're going to sue her. Because I don't know about you, but the only thing that might be hotter than Autopsy Bay is Litigation Bay. Take the stand, Bay. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois.